thank you, church, for praying. And as we look in the scriptures this morning, I want to pause and just say, boy, it's good to be in the house of God, isn't it? It's good to be gathered with God's people. And so we have spent the last several weeks worshiping with people in Facebook land, watching on the television, gathered around in the living room. And it's been good to worship with people on Facebook. It's good to worship with people in person. I am just so grateful that this day and age God has given us, we can gather together in one accord, even if it's not all together in one place. And so grateful for our church family and all who have gathered today to worship the King. And as we enter into 2021, I want to make a statement, and I want to remind everybody that 2021, we can say this as Christians, that it is the year of God's promise. It is the year of God's blessing. And you say, well, preacher, how do you know that? Well, because the Bible tells us that for those of us who have the Lord Jesus Christ, who know the Lord Jesus Christ, that in the Lord Jesus Christ, all of God's promises are yea and amen. And that's a promise for every day of every year. And so I look forward to all that God has in store to bless us, His people, this year in the Lord Jesus Christ. And how many of us stayed up to welcome in the new year? How many of us? I raise my hand begrudgingly. I am of the advanced age where I don't really care anymore. And so, this was the first year we let the kids stay up. And boy, they were all fired up. They were raring and ready to go. They had some misconceptions. When the clock struck midnight, one of the kids goes, oh, that means COVID's gone. And it's, well, not exactly how that works, but it is a new year. But as we consider this new year, you know, we do love our new years. It comes with its fresh start. It comes with its seemingly endless possibilities. But this morning, I want us to consider not a year, but a day. Because as we look into the scriptures, it seems that a day is the measure of time that God has predominantly chosen for you and I to manage, to steward a day. You know, the psalmist said in Psalm 90, verse number 12, his prayer was that the Lord would so teach us to number our days. We may apply our hearts unto wisdom. It seems like a year is too long. I mean, most of us, whether we admit it or not, subconsciously or consciously set goals for the year. Many of us are already behind on those goals because it seems a year is probably a little too much for us to manage, as is a week. A minute or an hour, maybe a little, but a day seems to be the predominant measure of time that God has given us to steward or to manage. And so this morning we're not going to consider the new year, we're going to consider a day. More specifically, let's not just consider a day, but let's consider today, because that's what we have been given. You know, Psalm 118, verse number 24, I believe with all my heart is an anthem for our everyday life. The Bible says, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Can you say it with me this morning, church? This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's say it again. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to tell you, church, that's a philosophy of life. That's a philosophy of life that if we as Christians, we as children of God, would be allowed to live more fully, we could more fully reflect the hope that lieth within us. So this morning, for a few minutes, I want us to look at Psalm 118 and verse number 24. I want us to look at the glorious truth that the Scripture presents for us today. Because truly, January 3rd, 2021 is the day which the Lord hath made. Father, I ask that in these brief moments this morning, you would have your will and way. Father, that you would use your word, that you would use your spirit. Hide me behind the cross, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So this morning, I want us to see three realities about today. Number one, if you're taking notes this morning, it is a provided day. Today This day is a provided day. Look with me at verse 24 again, where the Bible simply says this. This is the day which the Lord hath, church, made. This is the day the Lord has made. You know that word made there has the idea of to fashion, to produce, to prepare. You know what that means? That means that this day didn't just happen upon you. You know, so often we feel victims of the day that has been thrust upon us. No. This day didn't just happen upon you. The Bible teaches that the Lord carefully crafted this day. He knitted together time. He knitted together matter. He knitted together the circumstances. And He gifted this day to you. He gifted this day to me. This day didn't just happen. We're not a victim of our circumstance. No. This is the day that the Lord has made. It reminds us this morning that we are not here just to endure the grief of this day, but to embrace the gift of this day. The Lord has seen fit. Listen, this is the day which the Lord hath made. And the Lord has seen fit, hear me now, to entrust this day to you and to me. He has entrusted it to us. He crafted it. He molded it. He produced it. And then He gave it to you. And He gave it to me. I'm going to tell you. You start looking at a day like that, and it'll change the way you look at life. You say, but preacher, this is such a hard day. Preacher, there's so much confusion, and there's so much hurt, and there's so much division, and there's so much chaos, and there's just, this is a difficult day. This is a dark day. What an opportunity for those who are the light of the world to make a difference. And to think, God took this day and made this day with all of its difficulty. And you know what? Sometimes it seems like, boy, we need a superhero to just come in and make it all right. But you know what? Paul didn't entrust this day of spiritual darkness to spiritual heroes. God didn't trust this day of spiritual darkness to spiritual heroes like the Apostle Paul or John the Baptist. No. He gave it to Jack Foster. He gave it to Rennie and Mary Kay. He gave it to Gene Kutcher. You know, you look at our country and we say, oh, there's so much hurt and there's so much division. You know what? God didn't put George Washington in this day. He put the Harvest Baptist Temple in this day. And God has crafted this day, and God has crafted these opportunities, and He has entrusted them to you, and He has entrusted them to me. Like Esther of old, for such a time as this, I'm going to tell you, church, it is all about perspective. When we look at ourselves as a victim of circumstance, then we miss the value of what has been entrusted to us. We are not victims. We are victors in Christ. We are not victors of the day. We have been entrusted with the value of the day. Hey, church, this day wasn't forced upon us. It was fashioned to us. This is the day which the Lord hath made. It is a provided day. Not to be endured, but to be embraced. A provided day. I want you to see what else the Bible says here. This is good. This encourages my soul. That this is the day which the what's that word, church? Which the Lord hath made. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. I'm going to tell you, not only is today a provided day, but hey, today is a providential day. The Lord made this day. Jehovah God made this day. The great I Am made this day. The eternal, all-sufficient one made this day. It is He who has crafted this day. It is He who has provided us this day. And I'm going to tell you, there is tremendous significance in knowing that the Lord hath made this day. Let me give you a couple of principles here I hope will be an encouragement to you. Number one, the principle of sovereignty. Number one, the Lord made this day. L-O-R-D, capital, all of it. He is Jehovah God. He is in control. I'm going to tell you, COVID can go no farther than Jehovah God allows. President Trump can go no farther than Jehovah God allows. In a couple of weeks, President Biden can go no farther than Jehovah God allows. The nations of China and Russia and Israel and Canada and Mexico can go no farther than Jehovah God allows. The cancer, the depression, the sickness and the despair that you face can go no farther than Jehovah God allows. Let me remind us this morning of the principle of sovereignty. God is in control. And my Bible still teaches that God works all things for His glory and my good. The psalmist says in Psalm 76 that God even makes the wrath of man to praise Him. In the book of Romans, we are reminded in chapter 8 and verse number 28 that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. This is the day which the Lord hath made. He's in control. And He's working all things for His glory and my good. Remind you this morning the principle of sovereignty. Remind you this morning the principle of sufficiency. That this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to tell you, that ought to mean something. This isn't the day that Alan has made. This isn't the day that Mike Smith has made. This isn't the day that Ryan has made. You know what? If this was the day that we had made, we would be in trouble and probably should fear it. Because the reality is, I don't know what I need for today. I don't know what you need for today. I have a hard enough time figuring out what I need, much less what my wife and kids need. But this isn't the day that I have made. This is the day which the Lord hath made. And I'm going to tell you what, my Bible still says that God knows everything we have need of before we even ask Him. And that my God has promised, that my God has promised to supply all my need according to His riches and glory. Let me remind us of this too as we consider the principle of sufficiency. That God has given us everything we need, hear me now, to graciously accomplish everything He's given us to do. That includes time. How many of us feel like we don't have enough time? How many of us feel like, you know, a 28-hour day would be good? If God would rework them genetics and maybe even let us operate on 3 hours of sleep, that'd be great. The reality is, guys, that God has given us everything we need to graciously accomplish everything He has given us to do today. You know, I think one of the most vivid examples of this is the Lord Jesus Christ. You think about what the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished while He was on earth. You know, the 30 years in preparation, so to speak, the 3 years of ministry. You know, you read the Gospels, you know what I don't find? I don't find that Jesus was ever in a hurry. I don't find Jesus was ever in a hurry. I don't find Jesus was ever late. I don't find that Jesus was ever short. Because Jesus realized that God had, the Father had given Him everything He needed to graciously accomplish the will of the Father. You know, so much so that Jesus in John chapter number 17 was able to pray this in his high priestly prayer. He says, I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. You know, church, let me show you a couple of verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 8, the Bible says this, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Church, we feel so rushed. We feel so inadequate. We feel like there's more to do than we can ever get done. I'm going to tell you, if that's how we feel, then we need to stop and kind of reset our perspective, because there are some things on our list that we don't need to engage in, because God has given me everything I need to graciously accomplish, everything He's given me to do today, period, every day. That we would be able to say with the psalmist, the Lord is my shepherd, shall not want. You know, the idea behind Psalm 23 and verse number 1 is simply this. God's my shepherd, I lack nothing. I lack nothing. I can't tell you how many times I come into a day thinking that I don't have the time that I need, and I don't have the energy that I need, and I don't have the money that I need, and I don't have the wisdom that I need, and I just don't have what I need. That is not what my Bible tells me about the way that my God has providentially crafted my day. My Bible tells me, based on the principle of sovereignty and the principle of sufficiency, that God has given me everything I need to graciously accomplish all that He has given me to do. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. It's a providential day. Aren't you glad that this is the day the Lord has made? See, the principle of sovereignty, the principle of sufficiency, the principle of symphony. Principle of symphony. In other words, God is at work. And every day I have the opportunity to get on board with what He is doing. You know, today is not an opportunity to spend time. Today is not an opportunity to squander time, but to surrender to His time. God is at work in this day. And every day I get to hitch my wagon to Him, and I get to, in beautiful symphony, get on board with God's work. You know, I'm reminded in Ecclesiastes, as the Bible talks about time, and to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. He goes and he lists a number of different things, but he sums it up, Solomon does in verse 11, where he says this. He says, He hath made everything beautiful in His time, and He hath set the world in their heart. Look at this. So that no man can find out the work that God maketh from beginning to end. In other words, you and I in our mortal bodies, you and I in our limited frame, we don't fully understand what God's doing, do we? We don't. I'll be the first to admit. You know, one of the questions that people ask, preacher, why? Why did God this? Why did God that? Why did that? I don't know. I don't have special knowledge there. We don't always understand everything God is doing, but by faith we can understand that He is making everything beautiful in His time. And as I consider that this is not just a provided day, but a providential day, I can rest based on the principle of sovereignty. God is in control. The principles of sufficiency, that God has given me everything that I need to graciously accomplish everything He's given me to do. And the principle of symphony, as I hitch myself and get on board with God's work. This is the day which the Lord hath made. I want to see one more principle this morning. Not only is this a provided day, not only is this a providential day, but it's also a precious day. It's also a precious day. Look with me one more time at the verse. The Bible says, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I want you to see those last two words. We will rejoice and be glad.
Amen.
Often we're glad for it. You know, sometimes we like to look back and say, well, I see what God did and be glad for it. But the Bible here teaches to be glad in it. It's a precious day. You know, there will never be another day like today. There will never be another day like January 3rd, 2021. Church, don't miss the gift of the present. You know, so often the joy and the job of today is robbed by yesterday and tomorrow. You know, so many let yesterday's guilt rob them of today's job and joy. Let yesterday's grudge rob them of today's job and joy. Let even yesterday's glory, what we accomplished back then, rob them of today's job and joy. So many let fear of tomorrow steal their fulfillment for today. You know, others let anticipation of tomorrow squander the day. There are a lot of young people who live with the philosophy, when blank happens, then my life will really begin. When I graduate high school, when I graduate college, when I finally find that special someone and get married, when me and that special someone get married and finally have kids, now that the kids are here, when the kids are finally gone, then I can start living my life. You know what? And a lot of people do that. They say when, and then they wake up one day and realize it's gone. Today is a precious day. You know, the philosopher Seneca once said that we are always complaining that our days are few, but acting is though there will be no end. Today is unique. I want us to see this morning, this is the day which the Lord hath made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. This is a unique day that God has crafted for you, that God has gifted for you, with its blessings and its burdens, with its triumphs and its challenges. This is the day. This is the handiwork of God. It's passing us by. And we can't save it. We can't store it. We can't stretch it. We can't even share it. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice. I'm going to tell you, some of us would do well just to stop this morning and just say, God, thank you for this day that you have made. You know, God, I don't feel so well today. So a lot of people might have to pray, God, I don't feel so well today. But God, thank you for the day that you have made. For the fact that you have providentially placed me here and given me everything that I need to do your will today. Rejoice and be glad in it. Take responsibility for it. You know, God has entrusted it to us for a purpose. You know, we've talked about it a lot this morning, but we have to talk about it again. You know, some of us, God has given us and crafted us this day. You know, the fact that you're here this morning, whether you're here in person, whether you're listening by way of Facebook or radio, you're not here by mistake. God has crafted and knitted all of this together. For you to come this morning, for you to hear His Word, for His Scripture and His Spirit to speak to your heart. And I feel that there could be somebody here today who is listening. And as Brother Dave talked about Jesus and the cross, and as the picture of baptism reminds us that Jesus died for our sins, how He was buried and He rose again to give us life. As Brother Frank talked about putting your faith and trust in Him, I wonder this morning if God is not drawing somebody to Himself. You know this morning that things aren't right between you and God. You know this morning that you just don't know about if you died, whether or not you go to heaven. You just don't know. You know, the Bible reminds us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 2 that now is the accepted time. And in the day of salvation, he says, I have secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, look what he says. He says, now is the day of salvation. And I wonder this morning who may be here and you have carried the burden, the weight, and the guilt of your sin because Jesus died on the cross. You don't have to carry it anymore. And I wonder who this morning, the Lord crafted this day, and even now the Lord is speaking to your heart that you might respond to His gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Rejoice in it. Take responsibility for it. If God's speaking to your heart this morning about salvation, this morning in just a few moments we're going to have a time of invitation. And I want to encourage you to come and to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll have somebody take God's Word and show you from God's Word how you can know that you know that you know based on the unfailing promises of a God who cannot lie. You can have your sin forgiven, that you can be born again and have a home in heaven. You're watching by way of Facebook, listening by way of radio, that you would contact us via the comments and we'll go into a private message with you and show you how you can know. This is the day the Lord has made. I wonder who this morning needs to get right. Who this morning needs to be right. This morning, you may be here, you may be a Christian, but you know that things aren't right in your heart and life. You know, the writer of Hebrews reminds us in chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, he says this, he says, harden not your hearts, as in wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if ye will hear His voice. Today, the Bible says, verse number 8, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation, in the wilderness, that as God is speaking to us, and God is dealing with us, and God is seeking to direct us, there's some this morning who just need to be honest with God, and who need to take advantage of the day that He has given us. And as the Bible says, that if we will confess our sins, that He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I wonder who this morning needs to take responsibility for the day that God has given them. And this morning, just get right. You know, when we're not right with God, we have a hard time rejoicing and being glad in anything. You know, perhaps this morning even there's things between us, one another, just aren't right. You know, the Bible admonishes us, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 26, the Bible says this, be angry and sin not. You know what? Sometimes we do get angry. Sometimes there are issues. Sometimes there are things that come between people. But look what the Bible says, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Well, the sun going down, it corresponds with what? The end of a day. And so God is saying, if things aren't right, take care of it today. Can rejoice and be glad in it. To get right, to be right, to do right. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 10, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. I'm going to tell you, church, there's so much opportunity in today to just do right, to bless another, to make somebody else's day a little easier, a little kinder, to encourage somebody else's heart because you have been in their day. Today is a unique day with unique opportunities never to be repeated. The handiwork of God is passing us by. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You know, at the start of a new year, we so often dream of the possibilities. And you know, to consider, where will we be at this point, 2022? Where will we be when a whole year has passed? I don't know. Neither do you. But I do know this. We're going to get there one day at a time. And the reality is this. What we do with today invites our tomorrow. You know, tomorrow, sometime before lunch, I'm probably going to get in my car. I might get on Route 20, and I'm going to head west. And I'm going to drive for, I don't know, 15, 20, 25 miles. I'm going to drive for a while until I see Chick-fil-A. That's always a good place to stop, amen? And you know what's going to happen when I get on Route 20 and I head west? When I hit Perrysburg, I'm not going to go, whoa, how'd this happen? How did I end up in Perrysburg? Why? Because the choices I'm going to make once I turn the ignition very deliberately point me in that direction. Let me ask you this. What would God have you do with this day that He has entrusted into your care? I tell you very clearly from the Scriptures, one thing we should do is we should rejoice and be glad in it. And maybe it'd be good for us just to stop right there. We have complained so much in our hearts and in our minds, and we have struggled so much with these days. Maybe it would be good for us just to stop and say, God, thank you for this day that you have crafted and entrusted to me. What responsibility would God have you take this morning that we might redeem it? You know, you say, I want to be closer to God this year. Start today. Start today. You say, I want to have a better marriage this year. Start today. You say, I want to be a better parent. This is the day the Lord has made. We consider God's word this morning. Could we stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed? This is the opportunity that we have in each service to stop and respond to how God has spoken to us. This morning, if you're here and you need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, would you get my attention? Would you get someone's attention? Let us take the Bible, show you how you can know that you know that you know. This morning, if you're here and you just need to rejoice in this day, you're here and you just need to make some decisions about redeeming this day. Hey, this is the day. And as God has spoken, would you respond to Him?